Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday night, Fred Davis, the Phenom, who will always be the Phenom to me, Blake Elliott.
Hi.
You may know him as Dave. You may know him as Dave. Do you think we're going to get any chance to win any Packer tickets this week?
I don't know. I think we're giving away some stuff, aren't we? Some sweet stuff?
I'm talking about.
But aren't we doing that?
No, I'm not talking about the station. Or I'm not talking about us as 105.3. I'm talking about Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
You think they're going to give away some Packer tickets?
Yeah.
They always give the standing room only.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm throwing my name in the hat.
Yeah.
Again. Why not?
I think I won last time, didn't I?
We both did.
Yeah. Enjoy your one-time victory.
Shout out to us. Shout out to us. I'm on a heater right now as it pertains to that. Other life things, TBD. Khaki Kev behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. Shout out to, I will be doing an interview with Tarleton State head coach John Witten. Todd Witten. Let me make sure I got that right.
That any relation to Jason?
I don't think so. Yeah, Todd Witten, Tarleton State head coach. They're third in the country right now, FCS. Got your FCS, Tarleton State. Shout out to Bobby Belt, who is an honorary Texan.
That's you need to try name. To get Eric Morris on.
Who's he?
That's the head coach of our Fighting UNT Mean Green.
You know what? It's not a bad poll by you. Why don't one of you two guys do it? Why don't one of you two guys do it? How about that? It's literally your.
I can try.
It's
but
literally your alma mater.
I can try, but you're the one with the blue check mark.
Who cares? I reach out to their.
Everyone cares about the blue check mark.
You're not. If you think you're going to get a head coach interview through a tweet, you got to reach out to their SID. I'm just saying, just a little pull behind the curtain.
I know.
So.
I can try.
I mean, it's y'all's university. I mean, you know, what are we doing here?
I'm waiting for Fan University and Carter Freeman to get it.
What's this guy's name?
Eric Morris.
Eric.
He's only coached Cam Ward and all the other guys that have done pretty good.
Where?
Well, he started off at Tech. He's a.
Where did he run into Cam Ward at?
Whatever. He was at Miami, I think. I think he spent a little time with him at Miami.
You just said he coached Cam Ward. Now you don't know where he coached Cam Ward.
I'll look at his coaching record.
Come on, bro. Come on. If you're going to love up your coach like this.
I just know the quarterbacks he coached. I don't remember at what spots.
That's how it starts, boys. That's how it starts. All right. Eric Morris, head coach at UNT. So we're going to get him on the show?
That's between you and Kev. I didn't vouch for him.
I mean, that's your alma mater, bro. You don't want to get your coach on?
Sure, we can.
Yeah, I can tell you what. You guys are worthless sometimes, I swear.
I'm not.
You're not loving up your I mean, you guys are 4-0, for God's sake.
I'm not an alum guy.
Huh?
He's not an alum guy when it comes
that's
to
what's wrong.
Bro, UNT sports weren't good when I was there.
Coached Cam Ward at Incarnate Word.
I mean, I support KU football.
Yeah, and KU basketball has historically been good.
What did I say KU basketball?
No, I'm saying you were already in the athletics. Like, they are good.
See?
They are good. UNT has never been good at sports.
Fleeting. Just so, fleeting.
What are you talking about? We're a basketball school.
Fleeting.
Yeah, we did. We did make the tournament. I remember we beat Purdue. Never forget
Can't
that.
Can't forget that.
To Buffalo Wild Wings. Watch it. Let's go, Mean Green. Show me green.
I'll tell you what. Let's get some North Texas love on here. I'll tell you what. Let's get some North Texas love on here. All right, it's time for a little Fred Lines, boys and girls. A little segment we're starting here.
I think we got this and Thursday. And then the next time, this is the only time you hear it without an intro.
Yeah, no, it's we got our work cut out for us this weekend to, I get my truck back tomorrow. Shout out to my boy Dan, the transmission man, who's been working tirelessly on that, getting that taken care of. Shout out to my boy Jagon and Terrell for hooking me up as well. This thing will be locked and loaded as of a week from today. We're excited about it, and so should you. Houston Rockets, Fred Van Fleet, you may know him as Freddie V, from one Fred to another. He has suffered a torn ACL, sources tell ESPN, a potentially season-ending loss. Now, can we stop it right there?
This is Sham Sharani.
Can we stop it right there with the irresponsible reporting? A potentially season-ending injury. He's done. Just say it's over for the season. And if he comes back, I mean, think about it.
Torn ACL, 6 to 12 months is the recovery time.
Okay. How old is Fred Van Fleet?
32?
Just look it up. Just look it up.
Okay.
Real quick.
Fred Van Fleet age. I'm going to go 32. 31.
31. Okay. How old is Kyrie?
33,
right? He just turned 33, or he's going to be 33 somewhere in there. Yep. 32, 33 years old.
He turned 33 in March.
When did Kyrie tear his ACL? It was like March, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
A while ago.
So we expect.
Not good at times.
It was around March.
Okay.
Okay. And we expect him tentatively to be back conservatively, probably not January, probably somewhere
pretty much
in,
12
in
months.
February, but to really be playing basketball and be eased into it in March.
Pretty much 12 months, yeah.
Okay, so right at 12 months. What's 12 months from today?
12 months from today would be 2026, September 22nd.
So would we still be in the 25-26 season if that were the case?
Hey,
I'm just saying, like, stop ACL the cap.
Injury,
okay? Stop injury, the cap. 31-24. You are going to win this one, though. You are going to win this.
Let's go!
So, shout out to you for that. So I'm just going to say a season-ending injury because I'm not buying this
Klay
nonsense.
Thompson returned from an ACL in 9 months. Kendall Wallace.
And then didn't he blow out his leg again after that?
Kendall Wallace returned in 6 months.
Who?
Kendall Wallace.
Kendall, if you're listening, 877-881-1053. Without Googling his name.
I have no idea.
Okay, without Googling or chat GPTing, clodding, or grokking, I'll give an air high five to anybody right now within the next, before this segment's over. What did you say his name was?
Kendall Wallace.
Tell us who Kendall Wallace is.
Do we even know if that's
if
a
you
real
even
person?
Know, is that even a real human being? Kendall Wallace and David Montgomery just scored another touchdown. Tell you what, Detroit. I gotta say, I gotta say about Detroit. I wasn't sure about them after week one, with the way as discombobulated as they look, with the way Green Bay was able to manhandle them. But they have just gone out the last 2 weeks and put belt to ass to two really good, well, not the Bears, and they're not really good, but they put up a 50 burger on the Bears, which I don't care who you are. Putting up 50 points on an NFL team, especially a division rival, is hard to do, and they're on the verge of putting up 38 on the road at Baltimore.
Back to our boy Freddie Van Fleet. He will be out for the season, and you might be asking yourself, well, Blake, Fred, just sign another point guard. Well, unfortunately, the Rockets cannot sign any more minimum guys without trading away salary. They are over the salary cap. They cannot use the disabled player exception because it would take them over the first apron. They cannot trade Steven Adams, Fred VanVleet, Clint Capella, Dorian Finney-Smith, Jabari Smith. I said Jacoby. Okogie. Jason Tate.
A hoagie? They can't trade a sandwich? Now, see, that's where I draw a line. Tate,
Aaron Holiday, or Jeff Green until December 15th. The only possible way the Houston Rockets could acquire a point guard would be trading these players. Amen Thompson, Reed Shepard, Shangoon, KD, or Tari Eason.
Which that's not going to
Which
happen.
Means they will not have another player on their roster until December 15th.
They'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
You think so? Like, you really think they'll be just be fine without their starting point guard? They were already low on guards. That was the one thing to hold against the Rockets.
Can they bring anybody up from their G League?
That's a great question. I would assume they can because they're already making money.
Nah, they can. They'll figure something out.
That's probably what they'll have to. I mean, but a G League guy?
So they'll have to wait till December 15th. I mean, think about what you did half of your year last year. Kai Jones, Brandon Williams.
So Fred is out. So
Kyler Kelly.
So you're gonna have
the guy I was looking for.
You're gonna have to start Amin Thompson and Reed Shepard.
You'll be all right.
Okay.
They'll figure out a way.
Okay.
But look, I'm gonna tell you right now. One thing I do. What's our boy's name over there? What's the head coach?
M.A. Duka.
Yeah.
Udoka.
I'm an Udoka guy.
I'm sure you are. Continue the headlines.
That supposed to be?
I know
where you're going with that. H-Town.
I'm an Udoka guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Why do you think I am?
Continue the Fred lines.
What do you think
I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah.
I'll tell you off the air. You know exactly what I mean.
I'm built for this.
You know exactly what I mean. Continue the headlines.
I've actually said anybody that's willing to cheat on Nia Long tells me all I need to know about his character. Built for this. Caitlin Clark was fined $200 for commenting refs couldn't stop us on the Fever's Instagram following their win.
How much?
Dream.
How many dollars? Fred, did you mean to throw an extra comma in there?
No, that's actually there's no commas in there. Throw a comma in there? No.
That's got to be the lowest fine ever, right?
I mean,
$200, ladies and gentlemen.
$200.
A fine. We see players get fined $36,000 for lowering their helmet or for a gesture they do on the field. She says the refs were against us and gets fined $200.
If the WNBA is trying to, I mean, what are we doing?
And don't put that report out.
Don't.
Either don't put it out.
Don't.
Or literally fine them more. There's $200 makes it hard for anyone to take it seriously. It's a parking ticket.
Not even. Didn't you pay? Didn't that how much you paid to get your boot taken off your car the other day?
Get a boot taken off your car or say the refs are ass as the star player in the league. And
well, you know, they're fine. About our girl Aja. Just won her fourth MVP award.
Shout out to Bam Adebayo who gave it to her.
Yeah, he did. More ways than one.
Yeah. Continue.
Are you guys Spider-Man fans?
I'm a Spider-Man guy.
Okay, well, at least you two are. I fell asleep during one of them. That's how boring it was. Spider-Man star Tom Holland was rushed to the hospital after a stunt gone wrong. He cracked his head in a fall, apparently his spidey senses weren't working. Treated for a concussion, he'll be away from filming for a while, setting production back weeks. Batman would never.
Not a good look. I want to give you guys some other stuff, some stuff we didn't get to around the NFL. There are some season-ending injuries that happened today. Test showed today that 49ers Pro Bowl DN Nick Bosa suffered a season-ending ACL tear during Sunday's win over Arizona. This is the second time Nick Bosa has torn his ACL in his NFL career. He first tore it in week 2 of 2020. This is a clean tear of the right knee, but Bosa will need surgery. The last time he hurt his ACL was the left knee. So both knees have been torn ACL-wise. Nick Bosa done for the season for the 49ers. Chargers running back Najee Harris suffered a season-ending injury as well. He tore his Achilles non-contact. A stunning blow. Now, this part I had to look up because I didn't realize this. Najee Harris has never missed a game in his pro or collegiate career. Played every single game at Alabama all 4 years. Running rookie back Amarion Hampton from North Carolina will take over the load. Another running back out for the season, James Conner. That one was gruesome. His ankle is messed up. He will be done for the season. Rookie running back from Florida State, Trey Benson, will take over that backfield. Some other injuries, these are not season ending, but are still ones to know. Bucks wide receiver Mike Evans suffered a hamstring injury coming up lame on a route before angrily tossing his helmet on the sideline. And while Todd Bowles says early signs point to a low-grade hamstring injury and no long-term setback, frustration is understandable given Mike Evans' history of reoccurring hamstring issues that cost him 3 games last season. Emeka Abuka's role will just continue to grow. If you're a fantasy fan, go ahead and pick up a Cam Scataboo because Giants running back Tyron Tracy dislocated his shoulder in the first half of Sunday night's loss to the Chiefs and is expected to miss some time. Like I said, rookie running back Cam Scataboo from ASU will likely step into a bigger role. Commanders head coach Dan Quinn said Jaden Daniels remains day-to-day and did not name him the starter for next week, so may have another week of Marcus Mariota. Daniels still dealing with that knee sprain. Speaking of quarterbacks, quarterback Mac Jones, who had been dealing with a PCL sprain during training camp, told reporters he re-aggravated it today, and it sounds like it affected his play on the field. Brock Purdy could be in line to return back to the 49ers backfield. Bad news.
Mark Andrews, by the way.
He's got a tutty?
What a day. Two tutties for our boy Mark.
Bad news if you're a Colts fan right here. Colts Pro Bowl defensive back Kenny Moore II suffered a calf injury in Sunday's win, and he's expected to miss a couple of weeks. For depth, the team is signing veteran cornerback Mike Hilton to their practice squad. That's all I got for you as far as injuries are concerned. It's a sad part that we're in right now, the NFL. So many injuries happening. A lot of star players. What? It is sad. A lot of star players going out. Mike Evans feels like he has a hamstring injury.
He'll be all right.
He'll be all right. He's going to be out for multiple weeks.
Part of the NFL, bro.
Okay.
Injuries happen.
Okay.
I mean, is anybody crying over CD getting hurt? Probably not.
What team is... I think the Dolphins had the most players on the IR.
Like 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. You sent me some stat last week. You're like, oh, see, this strikes my point. I'm like, what does this have to do with anything?
Yeah.
What does this have to do? First. What's that?
Because the Chiefs weren't first.
And? I never said they were.
Yeah, just act as if they're the most.
I don't.
Team.
I said two. I have stood
do you think
very the, clearly the, on the my
the,
point.
Do you think the Chiefs had the two most impactful injuries in the entire NFL with Rasheed and Xavier Worthy out?
Top three.
Okay.
Top three.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you saw how much different that offense looked in the second half when they got the passing game going.
I definitely think it plays a factor.
Yeah. Okay. We just definitely
see how tense you get when I bring up the Chiefs. Yeah.
Because you dismiss it.
I don't dismiss it.
No, you do.
I think Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice make a huge impact being in the game versus not being in the game. I 100%
exactly.
agree with that.
I know.
I think they make a huge difference, and the Chiefs offense does not look the same without them.
Yeah.
They're the two main.
If they had them.
Okay, see, that's where
we can disagree all you want.
They are a big focal point to the office. I do not think they fix their problems. I think they make them a better offensive team. We agree to disagree.
Yeah. You literally saw it yesterday firsthand, what happens when a primary weapon is gone from offense.
Tyquan Thornton looked pretty good.
I know he did. Exactly. And finally, you finally had a wide receiver step up. Speaks to my point.
Hey, Juju, man.
He won after he was absolutely dog-you-know-what in week two.
Travis Kelce, man.
Don't get me started on Travis Kelce. If Travis Kelce retired tomorrow, I wouldn't care. Like, just Travis, get it. Dude, like, understand your role in this offense has changed. Speaking of roles in offenses, how about roles on trending picks here on Fan After Dark? What did that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it meant. For the previous 2 weeks, whoever picked the Thursday game right, well, they went on to win the week. Did that happen this week, week three? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Strong into the week, though. Strong into the week for the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott. But outside of that, not one of his better moments. How'd you guys do in, real quick, how we doing fantasy this week? You guys are each in like seven leagues.
I won the league.
I'm only in one.
What's that?
In one.
Oh, you're only in one?
Yeah.
Did you win?
Which I love, actually, being in one. I may never do multiple leagues again. I did win. Thanks to the Ravens for, outside of Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews, I guess. Really, yeah. Just shout out to Zay Flowers. Just doing absolutely nothing and helping me out a lot.
I'll take it. All right, so you went 1-0.
I lost in our league. Mm. I won in my money.
You did a
league.
Lot of talking in that league, too, before it started. In fact,
about to be 1-2. About to be 1-2.
You lambasted me quite a bit.
I did.
About that league. And I you're did. What? What's your record?
About to be 1-2.
You're 1-2.
Saquon Barkley, 9 points.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
You didn't think A.J. Brown, he kind of went off this week.
Yeah.
The guy drafted Tet McMillan. He hasn't done nothing for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else in your league that on that team that you wanted to? You know, maybe trading me Brock Bowers wouldn't have been such a bad idea after all.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Maybe you should have moved off him. He's been a disaster in my other league as well. However, through 2 weeks, or excuse me, 3 weeks, I've got two teams. I'm 5-1. 3-0 in our league. The league that you decided to make so much fun. Me and my son. Both 3-0 in this league.
And y'all both drafted so bad, but somehow.
Oh, did we though?
Oh, I got ridiculed all
did
over the place.
We
but it worked out.
None
of the players that should be going off are doing it, bro. We got random players.
Ball knowers. All I kept hearing about was what a ball knower this guy is. Yet
not
here
good,
he is.
Not a good
player. 1-2. All right, what about the other leagues? What about the other leagues?
The league I care about the most, I'm 3-0. And I'm putting up 150 a week.
Okay.
I'm dominant. I got Baker, Jordan Mason from the Vikings. Who
that was a good pick by you.
Bijan.
Yeah.
Drake London. Moment of silence.
Drake's having a rough year.
I made a savvy trade, though. I traded Travis Etienne and Ladd McConkey after week one, after both had decent performances, mainly Travis Etienne, for JSN and Ricky Pearsall, who both dropped 20 this week.
Not bad.
And Ladd McConkey's wide receiver 3 on his own team.
And Mac Jones loves Ricky Pearsall. Tell you what,
and I have Brock Bowers, who's like my eighth best player on that team.
And ever since he got hurt, he's been. But that Raiders team sucks. Unless you got Trey Tucker, my God,
which nobody has.
I think he's available in 117% of teams leagues.
Shout out to the Buccaneers defense, giving me 20 points too.
Shout out to the Minnesota Vikings defense.
Got 32.
Good God, they were on fire yesterday. All right, real quick.
It's okay, we can just skip this segment. It's okay.
Real quick.
It's okay.
Real quick. So, ball knower extraordinaire Blake Elliott.
I am 3-0, just for the record as well.
For the record, Khaki Kevin 3-0. When do you and your girlfriend move in together? By the way,
shooting forward beginning of November.
What do you mean you're shooting for? Are you either going to do it or you're not? What are we waiting on?
Well, there's the floor plan that we want for the particular apartment complex we're wanting to move into isn't available until the 25th. So of October.
Okay.
So unless someone else takes it, the idea is that we would move in on November 1st.
I mean, are you going to take it or what? I don't understand.
But we got to tour it first.
Oh, so the one you haven't toured it yet?
No, because the floor plan hasn't become available yet.
So they don't have any model units?
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah. What side of town are you moving to?
Just still in Fort Worth, but like closer to Dallas-Fort Worth.
Mm. Blake, you're about to move, aren't you?
Trying. I'm going to go look at apartments on Tuesday.
It's a busy time for you guys, huh?
September, man. Good month. No, actually not a good month, but fall. Fall, good season. September's been bad.
But you love September. You've been gushing about September.
I love fall in general, but September has sucked.
It's been a rough
September. Can we be honest? It's been a bad September for all of us. It hasn't been good for America in September. It's more so what I'm saying. I'm not saying like Blake personally.
Just as a whole?
Just as a whole. As a nation. It hasn't been a good September.
I mean, it's always. I mean, this country's been in free fall for a while.
He always finds a way. It's like he can't help himself. He's like, I got to say this real quick. Fred Impulsive Thoughts not winning minus 1,000 is the odds.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my God, I feel so bad.
Oh my what God. Happened?
I didn't buy my man a beer for driving 60 miles. A bearded monkey. That's so on me. I completely forgot. 100%. I'll buy you two beers. Two beers on me.
That was that Junior?
Yeah. Junior, I'm so.
And you were sitting right in front of him. I mean, what was your excuse?
I just forgot. We were doing a lot. We were doing giveaways. My mom came.
Yeah.
Junior, that's on me. That's on me. Got to take it on the chest. Mm. Two beers on me. Mm. Maybe even three.
Win.
The next remote we do next time I'm out of the house.
It's fair.
I'm not gonna like pull up on Junior directly and drop beers off, but
baby.
Nah, I'm good.
Where'd he say he was in Cleburne?
Yeah. Next remote, I got you. Okay. That's on me, Junior. As you can see, it's been a hard week for me.
It's just been a long month, as you said.
Dude, can you just go?
You're prolonging what I already don't want to happen in these picks, and you've somehow prolonged it 5 minutes. So I have to wait even longer.
All right, so I need you to read the score. So here's the deal. We do our picks every week, and now that the Monday night game is over, which, hey, feel good about because you got that one right. So we'll go ahead and give Blake a score there. So right now, with the Thursday game and the Monday game, Blake is up 2-0. Blake's up 2-0. However, let's go to the Sunday slate of games. Carolina, Atlanta. Atlanta was a 5.5-point favorite. And, of course, we all know they got their ass handed to them. Fred wins that one because Blake picked Atlanta. Now, we both picked Green Bay to win or cover. Wrong. Cleveland pulled out the win. Jacksonville, -1.5. Fred picked Jacksonville. Blake picked Houston. Win for Fred. Minnesota. We really have to go any further. Fred picked Minnesota. Blake did not. Win for Fred. Pittsburgh, New England. Pittsburgh, -1.5. They won by a touchdown. Win for Fred. Fred's now at 4-2. We both picked the Rams, which we would have won that one had the Jordan Davis not taken the kickback for a touchdown.
That was bad for a number of reasons.
So neither one of us won there. We both missed on Tampa Bay. We both missed on Tennessee. All right. Washington, Las Vegas. Washington -3.5. They won by a touchdown. Fred picked that.
Wait. You said Washington?
Yeah.
They won by 20.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. still covered. You were wrong. Now, you did get Denver right.
Let's go.
Okay. So now it's only 5-3. All right.
It's not as bad as
I thought. Not as bad as you thought. Not
really
as bad
I was
as you thought.
Work.
Seattle, New Orleans. Fred picked Seattle. Blake picked New Orleans. Got that one right. 6-3. Chicago, Dallas. Got that one wrong.
Both of us?
Both of us did. Yeah. Actually, everybody picked Dallas to win that one. Arizona, San Francisco. What was the final 16, score there?
16-15.
Yeah, so neither one of us got that one right, as it was -2.5. And then Fred picked Kansas City over the Giants. So, final score.
Did you already do the Texans, Jags?
Yeah, I did that one as well. So that being said, I win 7-3 this week.
A lot better than I thought. I thought it was like 9-0.
Now you because a lot of the ones we picked the same. We got a lot of the same ones wrong, and of course you got the I already gave you the two for the Thursday and Monday.
So let's
game,
go. I'd probably say my best pick was this one right here, Monday Night Football. That's probably my best pick because the Lions were 4.5-point dogs and they win by 8.
Yeah.
And my worst pick has got to be. Let's see. What would be my worst pick? The Saints covering was a pretty bad pick. They got beat by 30. Probably the Falcons pick was probably my worst one. Did you pick the Falcons too?
Nope. Pick Carolina.
Okay. That was my worst pick. They got beat 30-0.
So after 3 weeks, Fred is up 21-16.
It's still close.
Oh, no. We're right there. 21-16.
What was your best and worst pick?
I mean, which one do you want to start with? Carolina was good for me.
Yeah.
Jacksonville was good for me.
No, they only won by 7. I'm talking about like where you just smoked it. The Seahawks won.
I mean, Minnesota was pretty good. I thought the Commanders was pretty good. Yeah. I thought the Seattle one was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs were 6.5.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
NFL season, it was a weird one, man.
And no, look. It was one of those.
NFL offenses are averaging 317 yards per game. That's the lowest total since 2005. The lowest total this century. Teams are not doing what they usually do. The Indianapolis Colts have punted one time in 3 games. The fewest by any team over the first 3 games in the NFL season since 1940. I don't know if you guys are realizing this. Daniel Jones looks like Josh Allen in an offseason. He's moving the ball down the field. He's running. Indiana Jones is real. Danny Dollars. Daniel Jones and the Colts have scored 103 points. 34 points per game, 425 yards per game. That is the highest total in any Indianapolis Colts era team. Mind you, Peyton Manning played for the Indianapolis Colts. They never amassed the 100-yard or 100-point mark. So Daniel Jones, better than Peyton Manning? You heard it here first. Danny Dimes. Danny Dollars.
Let's see. Let's read a couple text messages here. Let's see. From the 972, of course, Fred is covering H-Town sports news still.
I put that in there. It was just part of the headlines. Big NBA news.
Yeah.
Travis,
I mean, can we just real quick? Can we just say? I mean, are you not supposed to act like Houston doesn't exist?
I don't know. It's sports news. It's actually kind of important if I say a Houston player goes down for the season.
I mean, you can still hate them.
CJ Stroud has a season-ending injury. We're going to talk about it.
But it's okay to at least know what they're doing. Trust me, people in Houston are talking about Dallas. All right, like it's not like we're making a. It's not like we're devoting a segment to Houston sports.
Nope.
Because hey, let's call it what it is. Mavericks and Rockets. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch this year. All right.
And no Fred, maybe evens out the no Kyrie for a little bit. So neither team's going to have their starting point guard.
Well, Fred's out for the year.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, like, if they match up in the beginning part of the year, neither team will have their starting point guard.
Clay's Achilles was torn after the knee blew up.
Yeah, I
know. I'm just telling you.
I didn't want to bring that part out.
I'm just saying, yeah, because I was right. Kendall here. It didn't really hurt.
Oh, do you want the Kendall answer?
Yeah, can we get a Kendall Wallace update? Who the hell is Kendall Wallace?
Kendall Wallace. I have the answer. I want to get.
Don't. Hey, does he live here in Texas? If Kendall Wallace lives in Texas, we're getting him on the show.
Try to guess his height and weight.
I'm gonna say 6'5".
Well, you take off an inch.
6'4", 190.
6'4", 200.
6'4", 195. Mountain View High School in Arizona. He went to UNLV men's basketball. Never made it to the NBA.
So where did he? Where did you get his name from?
It's pulled up on Google. It said guys recovering from an ACL. It said he returned in 6 months. I looked up his stats. It says no statistics for this player.
So what we're saying Kendall is Wallace. Google just randomly found.
No, he's a real person. He's on ESPN.
I mean, I get that.
3.9 points per game.
But how do we? I mean, how did of all the
play 4 years?
Where on earth does it say somewhere on the internet
what a that Kendall Wallace?
I mean, seriously, of all the people in humanity, Kendall Wallace somehow shows up on a Google search.
Actually, the first one. It was Kendall Wallace, then Klay Thompson.
We're getting him on the show.
Kendall Wallace.
I'm telling you right now, we're getting Kendall Wallace.
In 2008, how many minutes per game do you think he played?
9.
11. Okay, what about 2009?
I'd like to think he got better as time went on.
12 and a half.
I'm going to go with 11.
14.
Okay.
2010.
16.
19.
He had to be averaging 25 minutes a game his senior year.
Senior year, you're going to go 25?
Yeah. 20,
Kevin?
23 and a half.
11.
Oh, we have a fall off.
What? He went from 19 to 11?
What happened to Kendall?
6.9 points.
They dropped. Something happened. When did he have the torn ACL? Do we know?
Let me see. Give me 2 seconds.
Kendall Wallace.
Well, if he came back in 6 months to go into the senior year, that makes sense.
Here's the funny part is every time you bring his name up, I mean, okay, do you realize he's the head basketball coach at LaGrange College now?
2010 is when he tore his ACL.
So it was before his senior year then.
That explains a lot.
That's why his minutes dropped.
Is he a white guy?
Yeah, very. Sorry. I didn't mean for that to come out like that.
Oh my goodness.
3-point percentage above, he's right at 40% every year.
Of course he was.
Free throw percentage follows right behind it too.
Let me guess, he was a first team academic All-American.
And his senior year, he shot 88% from the line, from the charity strike.
Of course he did. What did he average, three free throws a game?
Two a game. Two a game and he shot 88%. His junior year when he was at 6.9 points, and playing 20 minutes a game, he shot 4 free throws a game, 76%, and shot 40% from 3.
Okay, this is okay. So there's more than one Kendall Wallace with a lucrative basketball following. All right, so it's not the one I was looking. Okay, so Kendall Wallace, who's the head men's basketball coach at LaGrange College, not the same Kendall Wallace. Nope. But I use Bing too. Bing is how is Bing still a thing?
Why did you use it?
That's why? Yeah, why?
Because
did you use
browsers. Because that's where. Thank you. Because there's like 17. Pages open
here. Click Bing.
Again, I'm just going off of what's up here. Okay, get the hell out of my face.
I'm gonna give you.
What's his name? Kendall Wallace.
Yeah. While you're looking that up,
do you think he's in relation to Chris Wallace?
No.
Do you even know who Chris Wallace is?
No.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure I do, but I don't. What is it? What does he do? I'll tell you if I know.
You guys sicken me right now.
What does he do?
The fact you don't know him.
Okay. Well, maybe I do. Maybe I just don't know his name. Is he like a running back? A coach.
Actor.
One of the greatest rappers of all time.
No, I don't. I don't know any rapper named Chris Wallace. Of all time,
yes,
Fred?
That's right.
Is that his name or did he have like a
You throw on the all time all the time.
Because it's true.
Like,
Because it's true.
Chris Wallace, one of the best rappers of all time, and I've never even heard his name once.
Oh, no.
But he's one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Yes, he absolutely is.
Is he just like one of your favorites or like a local legend?
You guys make me sick, both of you.
Dude, who is that his rap name? Chris Wallace.
No, it's not his rap
name. Okay, well, give me his rap name, bro.
Oh, wow. Okay. I did not know that was his name.
Yeah. Okay, well, give me his rap name. And
go
I
ahead. Ask your boy, Cat.
What's his rap name, Kevin?
Notorious B.I.G.
Okay. Well, I didn't know his real name.
Clearly.
Christopher George Latour Wallace.
Clearly.
Lucius is not proud of me right now.
Yeah. You know, yeah. No, he's not. No, he's
but
not.
I could name 50 rappers right now, and you don't know their real name. Nobody goes by their real name.
Nobody as big as Chris Wallace, a.k.a. Notorious B.I.G.
But I'm sure I could. There's plenty of other.
Tupac, what? Get out of here. Final segment of the program coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to lie. When I came across Kendall Wallace, the idea of this guy coming back from an ACL injury in 6 months, didn't see it coming.
He got that dog in him.
Now, that said, Kendall doesn't strike me as the fleetest of foot.
No.
Okay. I'm guessing his lateral movement wasn't that pronounced even before the injury.
Three cone drill, not his expertise.
not his, and I think we know, I mean, he didn't even go to Europe. Okay. I wasn't even in the G League. And the G League was a thing when he got done.
The G League Ignite for him. He wasn't out there with the Thompson Twins.
No, he wasn't. I mean, my man didn't even go to the CBA after he was done. All right. Because, you know, there's like these nondescript professional basketball leagues that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Like there's like a Mexican basketball league.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure.
Or like if
Switzerland.
If you've got the Sweden. Hunger. Think about how
probably
much.
Probably a Hungary.
Think about how much of a basketball junkie you'd have to be. To say to yourself, I'm going to go play basketball in Mexico.
Well, you're still making money. So that's,
are you?
I'm sure.
All right, what do you think the top player in the Mexican basketball league's making? Let's look.
I'm going to go per season?
Per season.
You think it crosses a mil?
Are you out of your mind?
I don't know.
No.
I'm going to go $600,000.
I'm going to go $105,000.
I'm going to say $25,000. Mexican basketball league. Here we go. The National Professional Basketball League, officially known as the Liga Caliente, LNBP for sponsorship reasons, is the top professional basketball league in
the
Mexico.
World.
The league was founded in 2000 with 10 teams. Notable basketball players who have played in the league include Jamario Moon.
Never heard of him in my life. Do you know who that is?
I've heard the name. I can't remember who he was, but that name sounds familiar. He's from around my time. Son Ming Ming. but maybe the greatest Liga Nacional de Baloncesto Profesional of all time.
Oh my God.
Dennis Rodman. I'll give you guys $10 if you can tell me the first name of the commissioner.
Ralph.
Close.
Ralphie.
Alonzo.
I was going to keep going on our names.
Let's see. The regular season. Okay, they just played a championship. All right.
Wrap this up because I need to roast you.
For what?
I'm going to get you. I'm going to wrap this up.
Oh, are you going to come up with some rapper name that no one's ever heard of?
No one's ever heard of. Why would I do that? Why would I do one no one's ever heard of?
Because none of them are going to be Biggie.
Reginald Noble. Who's that?
Reggie Noble? That's Redman. Okay. Just real quick.
Jeffrey Bruce Atkins.
By the way, the Diablos Rojos del Mexico are the last ones to win a championship back in 2024.
I'll put that in Fred Lines next time.
Please do.
Jeffrey Bruce Atkins. Don't run from it.
Jeffrey Bruce Atkins.
Come on, Ball. Nowhere I know all the rap names. How do you not know this? This is one of the greatest rappers from your time period, too. I'm not giving you no random. Jeffrey Bruce Atkins.
Jeffrey Bruce Atkins. Don't know. Who is it?
Ja Rule.
Oh, okay.
Christopher Brian Bridges.
Christopher Bridges. Chris Bridges. Who?
Ludacris. Cornell Earl Haynes Jr. Who's that, Fred? Nelly. Joseph Antonio Cartenega.
Who?
Joseph Antonio.
That's Fat Joe.
Okay, finally you got one. I don't know why you're saying it like, oh, it's Fat Joe. You're like 1 for 6. Calm down, buddy. Next one, Earl Simmons.
All right, I got an update.
Earl Simmons is DMX.
Okay, finally.
I have an update. While there is not a single publicly confirmed highest paid player in the Mexican Basketball League, and then it continues on with some other things, the top players can make about $25,000 per month, with a monthly average for other players ranging from $4,000 to $7,000.
Okay. Yeah,
so now we just got to figure out how long they play.
I think the season's like 3 months.
Tahad Epps. Who's that? Tahad Epps.
Tahad Epps. I don't know.
2 Chainz.
I don't know.
2 Chainz.
Never a big 2 Chainz fan, so.
The little baby's real name?
No.
Dominique Armani Jones. I already know my boy Khaki Kev knows Travis Scott's real name. Here we go. Lonnie Rashad Lynn. Who's that?
Lonnie Lynn?
Yep.
I have no idea.
Just common, you know. What about Dante Terrell Smith?
Again, none of these guys are on the same level as...
I didn't say they were one of the best rappers of all time. I get that.
But there's a reason why
people know. But there's still people...
Because Notorious B.I.G. talked about his name being Chris Wallace. So.
Dante Terrell Smith, Fred.
I don't know.
Mos Def. John David Jackson.
Oh, John David Jackson. Why do I know that? I don't know.
So it's an F. Name of a cleaning spray.
Oh, fabulous.
Yep.
F-A-B-L-O-U-S.
Last for 4 months, by the way.
Jason Terrence Phillips.
I don't know.
Jadakiss. Christopher Charles Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd. He's an actor. That was the, Back to the Future. Christopher Lloyd.
Name we were looking for was Lloyd Banks. Clifford Joseph Harris Jr. What rapper is that from your time period, Fred?
Clifford Harris Jr.? Yep. Who?
T.I. William Leonard.
Again, none of these guys actually mentioned their name. Like, Chris Wallace mentioned his name.
William Leonard Roberts.
I don't know.
Rick Ross. Ricky Rose. Huh?
What'd he say?
Rick Ross.
What was his name?
William Leonard Roberts II.
Interesting.
Where do these guys get their names?
Nobody goes anything close to what their name is. Yeah. Like
I said, the reason I asked if you knew who Chris Wallace was because, like I said, it was well known. Like,
I got that one wrong.
Who
okay.
Chris Wallace was.
I thought
if it's Notorious B.I.G.,
I also don't listen to him at all. There's zero songs in my playlist by Notorious B.I.G.
Well, that's.
But it's also guy. I
you problem.
I've mentioned various times on this program that.
You mentioned that you don't like Jay-Z.
Yeah,
you never mentioned that you didn't like Notorious B.I.G.
I was gonna say that style of music. I just don't like it. I'm not saying it's not good. Not saying it's not highly acclaimed. It doesn't fit Blake's ear profile. I don't like it.
His ear profile.
Notorious B.I.G. Jay-Z. I'm sure 95% of people listening right now love his music, and that's
great for H-Town.
that's great for them.
Somebody was asking if you said it.
Don't love him. Name somebody else from your generation. I'll see if I like him or not. I'll just say yes or no. Just name anybody.
Let's see here. Somebody from Outkast.
Like.
Okay. Let's see.
Please only name popular people. Don't name underground people that only
I already know you're 10 people gonna, have heard. I already know you're not going to know it. Cypress Hill.
Never heard of him.
Wow.
Trick question. That's his real name.
Never heard one song. I mean, maybe it was super popular, but I've never gone out of my way to type in Cypress Hill on my phone. Okay, go another one.
House of Pain.
Never heard of him.
Fred, do you want to get really angry for the last minute of the show?
I feel like you're naming like kind of niche. I'm sure I'm sure to people in
there's nothing niche about Cypress Hill and House of Pain, for God's sakes.
Never heard of them in my life.
Tolo just from the 214, Lil Baby, 100% better rapper than Biggie.
Whatever. Idiot. Another one. You're another. An idiot. I'm sorry. You're a nice person in real life. You're an idiot.
I'm learning. Give me another one. And I don't think Lil Baby's that good, so that wouldn't be the rapper I would die on that hill for.
Let's see. Method Man.
Heard of him. Haven't heard any of his music, though. But I do know who that is. But I've not one song I can.
You
can
Wu-Tang.
Yes, like him. Like him. All right.
You realize Method Man's a big part of it.
Okay. Wu-Tang. No. I just told you I don't listen to them. I don't know.
You just said you like them.
I said I've heard of them. Haven't listened to any of their songs. Name a song. Have I heard one of their popular songs? What's their most popular song?
Their most popular song.
I'm sure like if I...
I mean, just type in anything from Enter the 36 Chambers.
Like, see, why are you doing all this Enter the 36 Chambers?
That's the name of the album. Just type in anything from the album. Enter the 36 Chambers. We got to go. We got 10 seconds left.
We'll be here on Thursday.
We will be here on Thursday. That's Khaki Kev. Great job by you. Great job by Blake Ellie.
I've heard of Cream. Rap.
Casuals, everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Good night. God bless. We'll see you on Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.